Hello everyone, welcome to the DPP Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mondes. This is episode number 341 for November 19th, 2024.
Welcome to the Disney Pins Blog Podcast, the latest news on Disney pin trading and collecting from around the world.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I hope you guys are doing well. I do have a few announcements to make this week for housekeeping. Number one is we will not have a podcast episode next week due to the Thanksgiving holiday. I do have some travels coming up. But then that leads into our biggest sale of the year at DPP Store, the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, going live next week. And this year we have three new exclusive pin releases. So be sure to check DPP Store on Thanksgiving Day. The three holiday releases will drop then. For anyone who places an order at DPP Store, you will be entered into a daily giveaway. Those winners will be selected at random and then emailed out. And then also anyone who places an order at DPP Store will be receiving a free Disney Pins Blog magnet. It's about 4 inches in size, nice little magnet here, and also will be getting a Disney Pins Blog tablet. So those will be included in your order while supplies last. Lots happening next week. Hope everyone enjoys their Thanksgiving holiday as well. All right, now let's get into the pin news. First, we're going to start off with ourselves, of course, at DPP Store. Last week, we had the next pin in our Disney Princess Diamond series release, and it features Tiana. This is the eighth pin in the collection, limited edition of 300, and the price is $25. Also at DPP Store, we had a couple of new Loungefly pin releases. First was the Big Hero 6 10th Anniversary Baymax San Francisco pin. Comes in a collectible box, about 3 inches in size, limited edition of 1,000, and the price is $20. Then there was also a Loungefly pin release for Princess and the Frog 15th Anniversary. This one features Tiana and Naveen. It's limited edition of 1,600, comes in a collectible box, 3 inches in size, and the price is $20. Then we also had two new Artland pin releases at DPP Store. They are from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. First one features Dopey, and the second one features Doc with a deer. Those are both about 2.5 inches in size and are limited edition of 250. And then lastly at DPP Store, this week on Monday, we had a surprise pin release for the Little Mermaid 35th Anniversary. These two releases have gotten a lot of great feedback, so thank you guys, I really appreciate it. They are a special edition of 300, the price is $30 each, beautiful designs, 3 inches in size. The Ariel one has stained glass elements with glitter, and the Vanessa pin features glitter embellishments as well. And both of those are available now at DPP Store. All right, next up is Disney Store Online. They had a new mystery pin set release featuring holiday wreaths. It's open edition. Price is $19.99 per box of two pins, and there are eight pins in total. The characters include Snow White, Russell, Belle, Genie, Humphrey, Alice, Tiana, and Remy. And I'm not sure if those are coming to the parks or not. It might just be an online exclusive. Next up is Box Lunch. They also had a new mystery pin set. It features Mickey and Friends with a retro style. The characters include Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Donald, Daisy, and Pluto. Price is $10.90 per pin. Next up is Hot Topic. They had three new princess pin releases featuring Belle, Snow White, and Tiana. Those are $9.90 each. Next up is Pink a la Mode. They had a new Disney Villains Coat of Arms series release. Wave 1 features 6 pins. The characters include Ursula, Maleficent, Evil Queen, Dr. Facilier, Scar, and Hades. Those are special edition of 400. And the price is $27.90 each. Then they also had a new Little Mermaid Ariel pin release at Pink a la Mode. It's called Moonlight Mermaid, limited edition of 500, and the price is $27.90. Next up is Mickey's of Glendale. They had new WDI pin releases for Disney cast members. They featured The Incredibles 20th Anniversary. There's a jumbo pin, 8 different character pins, a new Adorbs Mystery pin set. And then there was also an added Toy Story 2 Adorbs mystery set. It was released on Tuesday, November 19th. And then lastly, we have Disney Parks. First, I want to mention the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party pin releases at Magic Kingdom. There's a Mickey and Friends logo pin with a dangle element that has the event logo at the bottom, and it says Magic Kingdom 2024. That is limited release, and the price is $19.99. Then there is a Passholder exclusive featuring the Toy Soldiers. That one is limited release, also $19.99. And then there are three single character pins, one featuring Mickey and Minnie, second featuring Donald and Daisy, and the third featuring Goofy and Pluto. Those three are limited edition of 4,000. The price is $22.99 each. Then there was a mystery pin set for the event. 8 different pins in total, featuring characters and wreaths. And there's one pin that is a snowy Cinderella castle. That set is limited release, and the price is $29.99 per box of 2 pins. And then lastly, we have the new limited edition pin releases this week at Disney Parks. And there were a ton of them. I think about 18 or so in total. So first we'll start off with the Walt Disney World releases. Florida received the 11th Disney Arcade Alley Bowler, and it features Inside Out, limited edition of 2,000, and the price is $19.99. Then at Disneyland, for their exclusives, they have the 11th pin in the This Is My Home collection, which features Moana. That is limited edition of 2,500, and the price is $19.99. And then the second exclusive at Disneyland is the Haunted Mansion Holiday Gingerbread House. That is limited edition of 4,000, and the price is $22.99. And then we have the shared pin releases on both coasts. First is the Happy Thanksgiving 2024 pin. It features Mickey and Minnie cutting the turkey, and Chip and Dale are in the front stealing some corn. That is limited release, and the price is $19.99. Then there was the Disney Holiday Festive Floats collection. So there are 4 single pins and then a box pin set. The single pins are a limited edition of 4,500, and the price is $22.99 each. They include the Toy Soldiers, Olaf, Goofy, and Wreck-It Ralph. And then the box set includes all 4 of the individual pins, as well as the Mickey and Minnie Jumbo Chaser. The box set is limited edition of 1,500, and the price is $140. Then there was the Christmas 2024 mini jumbo pin that reads Santa's Little Helpers. This previously released at Disney Store on October 15th. Now it's available in the parks. Then there was the Holiday Munchling 2024 pin. Features Minnie Mouse with a PVC element and glitter embellishments. Limited edition of 5,000, and the price is $19.99. Then there are 4 pins for the Holidays Around the World collection, which features Mickey Mouse and they read Merry Christmas in different languages. There was the United Kingdom, Norway, France, and Italy. Limited edition of 2,000 each, and the price is $19.99. Then there were 2 pins for Princess and the Frog 15th anniversary. They have spinner elements on them. One is Tiana and family, and the second one is Lewis and Ray. Those are limited edition of 3,000 and $22.99 each. Then there was the 11th release in the Bi-Coastal Adventures collection. November features Buzz Lightyear. You have Astro Blasters at Disneyland and then Space Ranger Spin at Walt Disney World. Limited edition of 4,000 and the price is $19.99. And then lastly is the 11th release in the Character Scoop series. This month features the Muppets, Kermit and Fozzie Bear. Limited edition of 4,000 and the price is $19.99. Like I said, there were a ton of pin releases this week at Disney Parks. If you guys want to have a closer look at any of the photos or the edition size or prices, all the info is up on the website at disneypinsblog.com. And all those pins I just mentioned at Disney Parks released on Tuesday, November 19th. All right, so that's going to do it for episode number 341 of the DPB Podcast, your November 2024 Week 3 Disney Pin News. Thank you guys very much for listening and watching. Hope you have a great rest of your week. See ya.